you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend.
Chinese restaurant, I'll have the poo-poo platter.
My friend Jerry Vandergrift kissed me in home ec class. Later in the afternoon, some guys in the locker room kicked my ass. I said, guys, I'm like you. I like monster drugs too. Wanna see how many push-ups I can do. I just wish I was queer so I could get chicks. Bye.
so I could get chicks. Dig guys that are queer. Guys that don't dig chicks. That don't dig guys like me. See, I'm not queer. I'm too ugly. Doesn't matter what I'm packing in my denim. It's what's in my jeans. The only smoked meat, the only sausage I will eat is made by Jimmy. On the smell of Vaseline. No, I'm not Princess Diana. I don't wanna be a queen.
Spankwagon.
If it's not live,
.vftp.
It's in the archive.
.net.
Wake up, kids. It's 5:30. For you, this ain't nothing really changing but the date. You a grand slammer, but you know, Babe Ruth. You gotta learn how to relate. I've been swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers, and lo and behold, you got the right key, baby, but the wrong key hole, yo.
written by the Vaseline's. Well, it's a rendition of an old Christian song, I think. Or we do it the Vaseline's way.
Thank you. Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Clubballs! Now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Ball and Truncher!
Is the curtain opening?
There you go.
Yeah. Do we finally have the curtain open?
Yeah, that we do. Doc Severinsen right now is going, where is that?
Where the hell is he?
Yeah.
You can imagine Johnny Carson getting caught up in the curtain.
Getting caught up in the curtain.
Yeah, you know Johnny Carson always, you know, when he denounced, he walked out the side of the curtain. Or no, middle of the curtain. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine though something happened? He gets caught up into it and trips out of it.
Ed, I'm stuck, Ed.
Hello, you're fucked.
Ed, could you help me? I'm tripping right now.
Ew.
Ed just looks like a straight Rodney Dangerfield, and has he's respectable, but still the drug use.
Oh, especially in the hospital intensive care unit.
Is he in the intensive care unit?
Well, supposedly he was for his heart issues.
Really? I know that he sued the people who built his house.
Oh, yeah?
Black mold.
Oh, the worst kind.
Wait, you haven't heard the punchline yet. This is true, but here's the punchline.
Oh, no respect.
He sued them for $20
million. Yes.
So, you know, the lawyers got the check, you know, from Ed McMahon saying they already owe me $20
million. Wait, Ed McMahon? They're doing this or Rodney Dangerfield?
No, Ed McMahon.
Oh, you may already owe me $20
million. Yeah.
Nice.
That was funny.
Nice.
That was a good punchline, but somebody else fucked up.
Hey, folks.
You listen to Spank Wagon Radio.
He knows it.
That's right.
I know it, and you know it, too.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. The special episode of Spank Wagon. It's called Claude's... Everything is fucked up so far. Claude arrives late. Can't find the crossfade.
Can't find the crossfade button at all. Oh, my God. Hey, it's a Thursday, though. I've been off all week. You know, I haven't worked, so...
Yeah.
We're sharing. This is going to be fresh to us tonight.
You got the in-laws down below.
Yes, I have the... No, that's not my in-laws. That's my stepmother and stepbrother.
Oh, that's right. That is the laws.
Yes, the law. Yes. The law.
Yeah.
But, boy, I got some interesting news and tidbits to talk about today. And I hear you have some Smurf tales to tell me. We'll actually surf together because of increased bandwidth.
Yes, a senatorial candidate turning blue.
Permanently blue.
Permanently blue.
Like whole body.
Whole body.
Okay. We're going to do this one live, folks. Link.
This one?
Go looking at goldteeth.com.
Isn't that great?
We'll get to that one later.
By the way, how did you like the links?
I like the links except for... the tribute site. Who the hell makes it? Hey, we'll get to that. Because I just posted the links today. Finally.
I know. I saw.
Finally.
I saw.
So,
CNN.com.
.com.
And you two people at home can play along with a home game. It's called a web browser.
Yeah, it's called the internet. If you haven't figured it out, we don't know how you're listening to us.
Scroll down.
Let's see. Oh, there's John Walker Lynn on the cover.
Sort of guy. That guy looks like Obi John, ungroomed. Scroll all the way down.
All the way down.
See where it says offbeat?
Offbeat.
Click. No. That. Don't click on that one. Click above the picture where it says offbeat news.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Offbeat news above the crocodile eyes.
That's right.
All right.
This is actually a good section where I get everything from CNN. Scroll down. Yes, we have snowplow rodeos. Yes, that's great. Click on October 2nd news, second link down.
Oh, no.
There's a picture included.
Oh, Senate candidate blue. Oh, my God.
Here we go. Great Falls, Montana. Montana's liberation candidate for Senate has turned blue from drinking a silver solution he believed would protect him from disease. Stan Jones, 63-year-old business consultant and part-time college instructor, said he started taking colloidal silver in 1999 for fear that Y2K disruption might lead to a shortage of antibiotics. He made his own concoction by electrically charging a couple of silver wires in a glass of water. His skin began turning blue-gray a year ago. Quote, "People ask me if it's permanent and if I'm dead," he said. I then tell them I'm preparing for Halloween. This is funny yet.
God. Okay.
He does not take the supplement any longer, but the skin condition called agria is permanent. The condition is generally not serious. Colloidal silver dietary supplements are marketed widely as an antibacterial agent or immune system booster, but some consider it quackery.
There's proof.
Yeah.
It turned... Okay, folks, you don't understand. He is just a few shades off from his suit, and he has whitish, blondish hair.
This is real. This is not Photoshop.
This is not Photoshop.
This is a fucking real Associated Press photo.
Oh, my God. Well, they've been known to tinker.
They have.
Associated Press has been known to tinker.
But
real. This...
I have a question.
This is good.
What if he's in a restaurant? How does anybody know if he's choking?
Hopefully he's flailing.
He's flailing.
You know, he's flailing along, doing the international choke symbol.
My ass, man. He could be... The people just think he's doing a Grimace impersonation.
Well, he already looks like he's doing a Grimace impersonation. West Hollywood Grimace, but Grimace nonetheless.
That's a good photo, man, of this guy trying to give, like, a speech. I just picture seconds later a bunch of fucking little midgets rolled out. Oompa, loompa, doopity, doop.
What was it? Veruca Salt that was one that bloated?
Violet Beauregard.
Duh, Violet Purple.
Yes.
Violet Beauregard.
This is Violet Beauregard's, like, grandfather, dude.
Or grandson. Or
grandson, yeah. You know? The story's old, yeah. That is fucking frightening.
That's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to start, because, I mean, I'm looking at this. I mean, glad you brought this up, because you were telling me about this before, right in the 2 seconds we were looking for the fader.
Yeah.
I didn't quite believe.
That guy is really fucking blue.
Really blue. Folks, if you're listening to this now live, go to it. You know what? This link actually might have to just post this link up on the main end.
I know. I found this today. I found this today.
That's
surfing
insane.
Woo!
Man.
Speaking of links.
Yes.
Well, how's everybody out there like those links?
Yeah, those are great links. We finally got those up. I finally got those up today.
Those were angry links, if you can't tell.
They were, because of the simple fact that everybody was demanding for them.
Links,
I mean, they really wanted those links.
Did you go to the Magic Eye one?
I just started kind of tinkering.
Go to the Magic Eye one real quick.
Okay.
Go to the links.
Okay, folks. If you're in the links right now, let me get out a gold tooth.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
Or gold teeth.
Goldteeth.com is a link.
Let me go to Magic Eye.
Okay.
And that should be, I don't know.
Go down.
By the way, you finally found the artist for the haunted painting. I'm impressed.
Yes, I did.
3, 4, 5.
Right there. Click on that link.
This one?
Yes.
But
click on the link.
Now, this
is a Magic Eye poster.
It's one of those ones where you have to focus in on an image.
Yeah, you have to stare at it. And when you stare at it, the image will be... It's a 3D image. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Just keep staring.
You know, okay.
Okay.
All right. What I'm going to do is keep just kind of going at it.
Okay.
Now, they should have the two dots at top to help you kind of focus your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, let's keep going. I don't see anything yet.
Just keep looking.
All right. I don't know. Oh. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Peekaboo.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
There's another link.
Yuck. That is an angry link.
Yeah.
Are you okay? We're going to have to put you into some therapy or anything?
No.
I mean, that's
maybe the viewers
link.
After they go through all the links, though. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Hey, I better load up some music so we don't run dry on music today.
Oh, yes.
That seems to be another thing we've been having a problem with. I'll fuck up the playlist or something.
Yes, see, right now we're trying to get the show going, including you with it.
Instead of just kind of starting it as it was, you know, we're really just starting it as it is. This is what I like. Thank Wagon.
Catchy tag.
WFTP.net. Okay.
Yes.
So, yeah, they're doing the in-law thing, been doing kind of the walk around, showing them stuff.
In-law. Yeah, you just corrected
in-law.
Me.
Excuse
yes.
me. Thank you. See, this is habit. I'm used to having the in-laws out here
yeah.
and not my own family. It's very odd to actually have my own family out here.
Let's see. Your mother-in-law was out here, and she was helping your wife set up the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So now your mother's out here.
Yes.
So she's setting up your guilt.
Wrong mother.
Oh, I see.
Wrong mother.
Darn it.
She's still in Iowa, so. Wrong mother, definitely. But, yeah, my stepbrother is getting rather antsy because we haven't been out doing a lot of Vegas-y stuff.
Take him to Lake Mead.
Well, we already did that today. We
Ooh.
Actually did the dam and did Lake Mead.
How'd you like the dam?
The dam is very dull now.
What do you mean?
Well, I used before I've been on the hard hat tour. Now, for those of you guys who don't know, the hard hat tour, you pay $25, you get a nice little hard hat.
A real hard hat.
Real. OSHA approved.
OSHA approved.
Yes. And they take you through a tour that literally encompasses almost the entire dam.
Mm-hmm.
You go through actual hallways and offices. You go through actual coffer pipes and all these different tunnels. I mean, you're there in the dam. Not anymore.
Where'd you go?
We took the tour. Which takes us down the elevator through a shaft into the Nevada generator side.
Okay.
They do their little Nevada generator speech. They run you back through the shaft, up, and that's it.
That's it?
That is it.
Wow. See when
you
I...
You could buy hard hats, but you could just buy them instead of actually going on
see,
the
when I
tour.
Went there, I didn't even take the hard hat tour. I went through that same generic tour.
Yeah.
We went in, down through everything. We went through the shaft. They explained everything to us. They took us to the generators. They took us down to the generators. They took us off onto the deck.
Yep.
Out above the river, everything.
Yep. So we basically did that, and we walked to the museum part because they actually added some displays. They had to compensate. So they took all the museum displays that were upstairs, and they put them all together downstairs.
You've seen the statue that's up above, right?
Yes.
You know how they position that statue, don't you?
Yes.
Ice. Yep.
The big black obsidian, not obsidian, but the big black statue with the what's called the Winged Men of the Republic.
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't want to scratch up because he was an idiot, obviously, or didn't have enough forethought. But either that or maybe supplies. I don't know why, but anyhow, he put this beautiful constellation of all the stars and how they were positioned and an explanation of how they were positioned the night that it was dedicated. So it looked like it was, you know, that night. You look down, you have all the constellations and the star charts and everything like that. Well, he has these two giant, like they're, what, 16 tons?
They're massive.
Massive, massive, massive black rock. And it's not what you'd consider marble. It's not marble. It's some other stone.
No.
But he had to get it there. And what he did was rather ingenious, you have to admit.
Yeah, they put down slabs of ice, and that way they could just position it and slide it around as they needed.
Slide
and
it
let it melt down.
Mm-hmm. Let it melt into place, literally. Mm-hmm. Where it melted is where it stood.
Yeah.
Which, of course, if you were making a mistake and you didn't pay attention, well, you would have been screwed.
Yeah, it's in this heat out here. They had to have a pretty thick chunk of ice or work fast.
I think they did a little bit of both. Had a decent chunk of ice, and then towards the end really worked fast. Knowing in how we do it, you know, he'll get the ice, it'll be half melted. One of us will realize, oh, we have to move it on the ice, and then we'll get something done.
You fuck it up.
Something like that. We're pretty good for that.
Shit's crooked or it's backwards.
Crooked? Oh, backwards is the worst. Backwards. You put something together, and it looks right, and you realize there's that one pivotal piece that is permanently affixed in the wrong, like, position.
I get that during car work, yeah.
Yeah, well, you get a few nuts and bolts that come out extra. We've
always
discussed
do.
That.
I always do.
I mean, dashes are the worst. You tear apart a dash, what do you get? Four extra bolts. Where? Fuck if I know. Are they all
where
matching? No.
Where the hell did that come from?
Where the hell? What the hell?
Hey, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch a little TV there, don't you?
That's my opinion.
Well, we're going to give our mad props to our one-man show right now in the chat room. If you want to know where the chat room is, you can always go to spankwagon.vftp.net. Go on to click on the chat link.
The chat link.
It's not that hard to follow directions, at least for me, although I cannot find faders. But once you do find the chat link, you click on it, you put in a nick, you click connect or log in or whatever it says, because I don't even know.
That is collect.
Collect, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it brings you to us.
That's right. You can chat with us all night long.
If you're uber elite and you don't want to go through a web chat, you can always get to us, Dialnet. So connect to any of the Dialnet servers. It is pound or hash or whatever the argument wants to lead it to that week. Spank Wagon. We have an ego. We like our name. By the way,
mad props to us.
Mad props to us. And mad props to Reverend Hammer. So let's make sure we give him plenty of mad props for being the
that is right.
Manly man that he is and being in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think our room is dying out. However, the amount of links and clicks to my site, our site, the site, is increasing. So
cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of interesting things.
I don't call it a hash mark. I call it a not started tic-tac-toe game.
Not started tic-tac-toe game.
Just confuse people.
Yes, and... That, well, yeah, not the pound. No, that's not a pound. That's a not starter tic-tac-toe. What the hell? How many people, have you ever said that to someone, actually?
No, I'm tempted, though.
That'd be kind of funny.
The confusion levels just get up there too much.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it when, like, people, like, click OK. Well, should I click about? Well, you can click apply first, but, you know, you don't have to. Okay. Oh, what should I do now? Open up Internet Explorer. Do I need to renew the IP address? Yeah, you can do that if you want, but you should already have one. I hate those calls, man. If someone wise, it's like, why are you even calling me? Damn.
What I love, though, is working in a tech support on a help desk is the people who call you, but they already know the answer. But they're calling you for help.
Yeah.
But every time you tell them what to do, well, that's not what I would do.
I got like that today.
Why the hell did you call us?
I had a guy fucking call in. I'm like, hey, this is Claude Balls. Thanks for calling. I was like, hey, Claude. I'm here to report, you know, my service has been down for the past week and blah, blah, blah. And this guy just goes on and on about service.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, there's an outage in your area. I can't get anyone out to you.
Right.
I can't troubleshoot your shit because there is an outage. Call me back later. Okay, I understand that. Okay. Why are you still on my phone? Is there anything else I can help you with? No, seriously, is there? No, I can't credit you right now. Call me back when the outage is lifted, that way I can appropriately prorate it. That's my favorite line, to avoid
appropriately prorate.
That way I, you know, I use that line right there.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps my fucking credit issuing way down.
Oh, yeah. That's because they're calling someone else back. You realize this.
Yeah, I don't care.
I know. Anyhow, or enough about that. I don't want to start whining about work.
No, I haven't been about work.
I haven't been at work all week, and I'm happy about that.
That's nice. Good for you. Yeah, I'm not happy right now with my work either.
I'm sorry.
We have new people that apparently are supposed to be starting tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which meant my new schedule got pushed back a week, as does everybody else's.
Aww. Yeah, you you seem to be destined to screw up the show yet again with your another one of your famous, now famous, schedule changes.
Nah.
Let's see. Spankwagon Radio started on what? Sunday night. Okay,
Sunday
we had
night.
Sunday night for almost 6 months.
Six months?
4 months. 4 months was Sunday night.
A bit longer than that, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been around there because Spankwagon has officially hit the birthday mark for 1 year old.
That was longer than that. I didn't.
We gotta have a birthday show.
I didn't switch until June.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So we kept kind of. Well, no, we had. You know,
it's like German Valley.
Yeah.
Ausspund gack und spoon.
Yeah.
Dude, I spit on myself. Gross.
Ew. Well, as I was saying, let's see. First, we went from Sunday to Wednesday, and then Wednesday to Thursday, and we're still here, thank God. We're holding on to Thursday.
That's fine.
Thursday's the best day so far.
Forget about it.
Sopranos and Chinese?
Yeah. Speaking of Sopranos, last week, remember I gave you the link about, the deaths?
Uh-huh.
I should have taken money out.
Why is that?
Well, the assistant to a junior soprano, his wife died in a car crash.
Oh, Jesus.
High odds on her, and it was a natural death. I could have won.
Oh, my God. Car crashes count as a natural death?
Yeah, because it's not getting whacked. I am a little scared in the Sopranos. Do you know most of the actors that play? Remember the guy who was in the movie The Goonies, and he's on there now?
Yeah.
Last week's episode started out with him getting pounded in the ass with a dildo by Tony's sister.
Holy shit. What is this? They're mixing Oz with...
It was like Sunday night, I'm sitting down, I'm watching that, and all of a sudden I see this. Take it, you little whore. Take it, whore. Yes, I'll get you your money. Oh, yeah. And this is all you hear in the background. Over the pound. No, that wasn't even the worst part. He gets a call on his phone. She pulls it out his ass and shoves it into her.
Ew.
That was us. At that point, I was like, damn, maybe the Sopranos is going too far.
Or downhill.
God,
I mean,
damn,
really,
man.
I mean, if you think about it, Sopranos and Oz and shit like that. I know we talked about this last week, but how much can you write?
Well, the Sopranos had an excellent episode last week.
Without killing everyone off, what else can you write?
They had a very good episode bashing... the lawyers who said Sopranos is stereotypical.
Oh.
You have to see the episode to really appreciate it. It's very good.
We might have to look that up.
It's a very good episode.
Might have to look that up.
Yep.
Let's see, entertainment for this week. Well, I went to go see The Second City.
Really?
Yes,
the show that advertises famous people that aren't actually in the show.
No, but it was funny nonetheless.
Ah.
I think the reason they advertise the famous people that aren't in the show is because of the fact that, those famous people were once part of a show.
Well, I understand that, yes.
But, yeah, Second City was actually pretty good. It was a good mix of Saturday Night Live and Whose Line Is It Anyway? It was actually very funny.
Well, yeah, I was watching the other day. I figure if I ever become a famous comedian...
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's his face? I want to say it's Jason Lee, man, but I can't remember.
Jason Lee?
Yeah. One of the fucking viewers.
Jason Lee,
guys.
The skater, right?
Yeah.
Turned actor.
Yeah, he's going to do a remake of Fletch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, that was it a remake or is it a continuation?
Or actually, it's a continuation of before the first Fletch, like a prequel.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I was thinking, damn, you know what, man? If I were to do a movie like that, like a remake, I want to be Harry Crumb.
That'd work very well for you.
Yeah, I know.
That'd work very
fucking
well.
Fucking Harry Crumb. I was watching that the other day, again.
Again. But what is it with prequels? Have you noticed a lot of prequels are actually starting to come out?
Actually, it's Hollywood's version of playing it safe right now.
Well, I noticed that not only is prequels kind of the big thing right now, but remakes of other movies.
Mm-hmm.
Renamed, of course. Like, well, let's take a look at one that hits both categories. Red Dragon.
Oh, shit, yes.
Red Dragon hits both of those categories. Not only is it a prequel, but it is a remake.
There's actually, in total, there are 4 Hannibal movies.
Mm-hmm.
The first one does not have Sir Anthony Hopkins in it.
No.
Must call him Sir. He was knighted,
Oh, when was this?
a little while back.
Really?
Oh. Well, shit, man. England? Dude, I swear. You got some cash, they'll fucking knight or dame you.
That's true.
Elizabeth Taylor is a dame now.
Wow.
Fucking Mick Jagger.
But she's not... Is she not British?
Yeah, she is. She's born in Britain.
Oh, I did not know that.
Neither did I. I was like, I'll be damned.
You know, I keep seeing her like...
I had to watch her on 2020, man.
Playing shit on Cat in the Hot Tin Roof or something, you know?
$1.5 fucking billion dollars, man.
Uh-huh.
That's her jewelry collection.
$1.5 billion?
Yeah.
Wow.
Her jewelry collection, they showed that shit, dude. God damn, man.
What the hell is up with that? I mean, God, I sound like Seinfeld. What's up with that?
Oh. Dude, she has some beautiful jewelry. You know I make fun of bling bling. I'm really not into bling bling, but no, god damn, dude.
You're definitely not into bling bling.
Yeah. Plus, as I'm going to get the gold teeth.
Those are removable gold teeth, you know.
Yeah, they are.
You can have best of both worlds. Perfect teeth, or semi-perfect teeth, and gold coverings.
The gold teeth with the fucking pseudo-diamonds, man, was just a little overkill.
Bling bling. Hey, it's better than that one bling bling you showed me that had the guy with the funky-ass capped teeth.
Oh, you mean bling bling?
The actual bling bling.
Yeah.
One
of our spank wagon mascots that's not used yet.
Yeah, he will be, though.
You know, I found out some more links, too. I was actually kind of bummed about that. I didn't get a chance to put all the links up, but I had more for next November. Coming up, we have the tribute site to You Can't Do That on Television.
Oh, rock on. Okay, yeah. That was a great show. I love that show. What can I say?
I'd like to get you know what I'd like to do to make a mascot?
Mm.
El Capitan. You know what I'm talking about.
Why not Barf?
Barf?
Barf seems more of our show's speed.
Barf might be our, you know, for fucking quality control, yeah.
Yeah.
But El Capitan, but you know what? To listen.
You know what? I bet you wanted Moose.
Actually, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I thought so. Moose sort of had that, I don't know, not a trendy cuteness to her, that's for sure.
Yeah. Bang me, I'm Canadian, eh?
Eh? And then again, Alanis Morissette went on that show, and look what the fuck happened to her. So we all can tell that Moose, one of the mainstays, is probably so strung out on crack right now that it's pretty pathetic. Boy, we're kind of going slow today.
Yeah, I know. But less is still
kind of
alive.
Mellow. Yeah, it's a mellow show.
Yeah, I know.
I can dig it. So that's good. That's good. But the second city, was actually pretty funny.
So you like that?
Actually, I do. I like that form of entertainment, though. I mean, you know, I can relate to it.
You can relate to it.
Yes.
Yeah, randomly changing your mind. Yeah, sure.
By the way, oh, look at the sky.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was funny. You know, we didn't order any drinks, but we sat there and we got there a little
cheap
early.
Cheap bastards.
Of course we're cheap bastards. Hell.
Can I get you something?
No, we even thought the little table adornments were kind of stupid and funny, so we stole one.
Really? You have a picture of this?
No. Well, it should be. Actually, my mother-in-law stole it.
Why am I?
God, I did the in-law thing. This is a bad habit. My stepmother stole it. Basically, it was at this table, laughing-only table, they called it, because it was really close to the mics. It was, like, right there on the stage side, so it was right there, and literally, I was from between you and me, that 2 feet from an actual live mic. It was a floor
mic. You know what you got to do? Just bring a tape of canned laughter and just sit there with a straight face and play.
Ha, 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 ha.
There you go.
Ha, 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 ha. Or actually, why have canned laughter? Get the waifu going.
Hee 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 hee. Ha ha ha.
Just play that shit over again and over and over again. That'd be great. So.
That's funny. Yeah, it kind of makes me wish I'd taken that, you know, fine art from my old house when I moved. The poster that says stolen from Mabel's whorehouse. There's class. That's my father.
Yeah, that's high class. Well, you know, Mabel's whorehouse is the fictitious one.
Yeah, I know.
Because you can go downtown and like that little shop right on the corner of 4th and Fremont.
Yeah, Street. They have that shit there too.
They have that shit there, but the little pins you turn upside down. Oh, she's naked. Oh, she's dressed.
Those are great.
Those are the best, you know. They're the ones that have like little motorcycles going or dice floating back and forth.
Yep.
Yep. I mean, nothing says expensive ass fucking gift than a naked woman pin.
Sure.
Nothing
says. It makes me want to show up to a fucking appliance salesman convention. You know? How you doing there? I'm Tom from Omaha. Yeah.
Hi, Tom.
How's it going? Yeah, right.
So yes.
We sold about 3,000 Kenmore units right there in refrigerators alone.
You should see what I have here, Tom.
What I got here? Let me just open this up. Look at those naked lady pins. Let me just show you what a naked lady pin can do.
Night out on the town is, you know, some even in this day and age, you know, those type of guys that a fucking risque night is. One dude sets up like a Super 8 projector in a room and they're watching stag films.
Oh, no shit. And they're not drinking alcohol. That's like, you know, milk and magnesia mixed with alcohol. With the not only the bad comb over, but I saw the ultimate of horrible comb overs.
Right now, by the way, too, if anybody, I'm sorry, before this thing goes up, if you want to see the worst paint job in the world, please go to eBay right now and look up the Domino's Pizza DeLorean.
Okay, well, we'll get to that here in a second. Let me bring up a page.
This is the paint job from fucking hell.
Hold on, I still got to take a look at the candidate that's blue.
God, that motherfucker is blue.
That motherfucker is very blue.
We're saving that link.
So we're going to eBay. Good. But as I was saying, the comb over from hell.
Comb over from hell.
This guy has, I mean, no hair. None. Nada. Nothing on the top of his head. He has the typical half halo, you know, sort of Friar Tuck, but no, you know, no bang sort of thing going on.
Uh-huh.
But you could tell that the hair on the sides, you know, over the years was really down to his shoulders. And he combed it over. But the problem was, either he has a bad comb, or he does this with his fingers really spread wide apart. Because you see these wide to narrow strips. I mean, they look like someone, like, slashed hair onto his head. Like, you just, ship, and that was where the hair is.
Fuck.
What's great, though, is he walked outside. The minute he walked outside, all that hair that was so delicately
just
placed in pyramids over the top of his head, or in the arrows, foofed out, I swear to God, about a foot, because it could go down to his shoulder. So he has his hair just blowing about, you know, off to his left, because his right was still kind of normal cut. He actually cut his hair where one half was longer than the other so he could do the comb over.
You know, my father went bald. I'm so glad he never did that kind of thing.
He went bald with pride, right? At least as much pride as a bald man can have.
Jesus Christ, man. That's some political rhetoric right there. Be proud, bald man. You have a chrome dome heritage. Sounds like a Budweiser commercial.
It does, actually. I'm sure it probably
He's
is.
The bald guy in the background!
Mr. Baldman, yeah. We salute you.
Type in DeLorean.
Okay, how do you spell DeLorean?
D-E.
D-E.
L.
L.
O-R.
O-R.
E-A-N.
E-A-N.
Yeah, and it
puts DeLorean.
DeLorean.
Okay.
Okay.
We're looking it up live.
Live.
Because we got the bandwidth today.
Let's see.
You can find that. But yeah, I mean, that was a pretty bad comb over.
That sounds funny.
My father-in-law, actually, you know, he's going bald with pride. My dad, you know, he started going bald. You know, and they always try to blame, my favorite, they
heredity.
Always try to blame, not heredity, hats.
Yeah, hats.
I never understood this, blaming a hat. You know, you're going bald there because you got the hat on.
Hold on, I see something I want. Hold on.
Will you stop shopping?
Hey, look at that!
He just found a muffler part.
$40.
Great. 2 days left to bid. You know you're not going to get that.
Fuck you, man. I'll take out a loan.
And that's in Virginia. You can drive. You know where to go to get it. Yeesh. So, oh my God.
Here you go.
Oh. What the hell was he thinking? Alright, guys, you guys have to understand it's a 1981 DeLorean Gullwing.
It's painted.
Now, DeLoreans, if you know anything, is stainless steel. This thing has a red tail with a blue
stripe
over the window and everything, it looks like.
Yes.
But a blue stripe with a little whiting around the between the blue and red, and then a
and
white front end.
No, not front end, a white fucking more than half of the car.
I'm going to say that hood is also double painted. I see something on that hood.
Yeah.
Which is actually the truck.
It was actually owned by Domino's Pizza. It was a promotional car. The car has like 8,000 miles on it.
Then is that just a bad paint job?
That's Krylon. Somebody went up to... What happens is us... DeLorean owners in it, like, have a whole network of local people like myself, like, cars for sale in Vegas.
I mean, you're like part of this little DeLorean mafia.
Yeah.
You know?
We're
actually, like, one of the big men in Vegas when it comes
to
DeLorean.
I'm the only fucking guy in Vegas.
No.
Nobody else wants to admit it.
Yeah, it's true. But, yeah, you're in Vegas, and you're... I mean... It's great, man. I've read some of his postings, and I just kind of went on the board one time to read. He doesn't know this. But I've actually gone on the board, and I remember one thing you showed me, and another thing I found was a lot of people stick up for you. Someone was bitching about DeLoreans or bitching about DeLorean owners. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of other people posted, well, we're proud, and I can give you a perfect example. Blah, blah, blah. Todd Balls, you know, he loves DeLoreans. If anybody's a cheerleader for DeLoreans, that man is it. He has, you know, going on. I mean, this guy wrote like a two-page dissertation
how
Claude Balls is just a man.
Yeah.
So.
Damn, though, man.
And, Rev, if you want to try to find the vehicle, since you're the only one in the chat room that's talking with us, it's actually on the second page. It's just listed as a 1981 DeLorean, but you'll see a photo with it that looks horrendous. And when you actually see the photo...
That is a fucking heinous car. By the way, DeLorean Motor Company in Houston has the original warranty card.
Yeah.
Domino's Pizza Incorporated.
Domino's bought a car.
Yes.
Car. A DeLorean. When did they do this? When did they do this?
Brand new, 1981.
Wow. Was Domino's even around back then?
Yeah, Domino's.
See, I only remember Domino's
been around from the 70.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I only remember Domino's started from Annoyed.
Yeah, I know. But Domino's actually started out up in Michigan.
Really?
Domino's is a very interesting company right there. They got sued by Domino Sugar.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No, I did not know that.
And you know who I'm talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Domino Sugar said, oh, it's infringement. And people said, the judge says, there's no way people can mistake sugar cubes for pizza.
Yeah, really. It is kind of...
Didn't even use any of their colors in their scheme except for, I think, white. And Domino's primarily a yellow box.
Yellow or red box. Red box with the white dots.
Really?
Red, blue, white. Red, white, and blue. That's their colors. I remember that because...
See, we
used to order Domino's.
In are you talking about Domino's pizza or the sugar?
Pizza.
See, the sugar is yellow.
Oh, the sugar is yellow. Okay.
Yes, sugar is yellow.
Okay.
Domino's is red, white, and
because
blue.
Because Domino's... No, back in Iowa, you don't order Domino's.
Quick, get misty-eyed, everybody.
Back in Iowa.
Picture this. Iowa.
The Dust
2 years ago.
The Dust Bowl. Times were tough. People had to eat Domino's. And then Wretch, because Domino's is the worst goddamn pizza you could ever buy in Iowa.
You don't understand, man.
Pizza Hut? Rocked. Papa John's? Rocked.
I got nauseous the other night.
Domino's.
I was eating a Domino's pizza, and I came across this. Jesus, what's going on downstairs?
I don't know what's going on downstairs. We'll find out in the break, which we're actually coming up to here in a minute.
Jesus, man, I think the Manson family is downstairs.
Yeah, they are.
God
damn. Hey, as long as we could do the show uninterrupted, you hold them off. So,
hey, man, stay out of my inner circle, man.
Start talking like
Charlie's great.
Yeah,
well, I was gonna wear one of the. I was gonna buy one of those shirts off eBay and wear it to work. Says Charlie don't surf. And one of the face shots, too.
Yeah.
You see the ones that Charlie Don't Surf, right?
No.
It's a picture of the fucking Cambodian guy getting shot.
Oh.
Charlie Don't Surf. Didn't you see Apocalypse Now?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty hairy out there. Charlie Don't Surf!
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a...
That's real. You'd get in trouble for that shit.
One day, Spankwagon will have to do a sabbatical out to the West Coast, and I'll take
we you... We are on the West Coast, sorta.
I'll take you to the Tate LaBianca murder sites.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Very cool.
We're good to see some murder.
Yeah, always good to see murder.
Yay!
You know, when you're driving down the road and you see that yellow tape around places you like to eat at.
Yeah.
That's never good. But, pizzas.
Pizzas.
Okay, Domino's, shit can. Okay? Shit can. And I know that we've talked, I think we've talked about this before. Pizza Hut, I like. Papa John's, I like.
Pizza Hut,
Caesar's.
Hut.
Caesar's, I like.
Caesar's, Little Caesar's.
Little Caesar's.
Little Caesar's
pizza.
Good. Yeah, I know. Domino's out here ain't bad. Domino's was better in California.
Domino's pizza. Is not bad out here, though.
No, it's not.
I was surprised. Someone ordered Domino's, and I was just cringing. I was going, oh, dear God. You know, like what's Marlon Brando peeking his head in the water? Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
You know, shit like, oh.
You don't understand, man. Out here, Pizza Hut's better. In the West Coast in L.A., Pizza Hut was nasty. I'd eat this shit and get nauseous.
You got fucking California Pizza Kitchen out here. What the hell is that?
Wood fired
pizza. No, you don't wood fire pizza. You know what you get? You get that big fucking heating coil thing going on.
You know what makes me laugh about that's California Pizza Kitchen?
What?
It's wood fired, and you know, it's an environmentally conscious state that doesn't want emissions vehicles anymore.
Exactly. They don't want you burning any wood.
Well, CARB, California Air Resource Board, has stated by 2015, no major automaker, no vehicle sold within California borders can be an emissions vehicle. Must be not low, not ultra low.
Not.
Zero emissions.
Which means that, you know, you guys, if you're in California, which I know, I think no one of our listeners is, except Smack, he's in Cupertino right now, but no car... Should no. Hold on to them. Because I'll tell you what, some of this crap legislation.
You know, I think that perhaps the four-stroke engine is a little outdated. I prefer, when it comes to efficiency, I think rotary is far superior. But as far as internal combustion goes, fuck electric, man. I'll stick with my petrol fuels.
Yeah, you know. Give me petroleum. I know it's a resource that is, not ever going.
If nothing else, find an additive that you can add to fucking propane.
Yep.
To keep the seals wet. That's a problem with propane. It dries the seals on the fucking engines.
Compressed natural gas. That's why they don't run a lot of them yet. Mm-hmm. Even the buses and everything like that, of course.
See, a lot of people, what they don't know about like propane cars is you have to start them up petrol and gasoline. You got to run them for like 20 minutes, then you switch over to propane.
Yep.
And then you got to wind them down the same way in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like having a fucking turbo.
Well, turbos you just have to set. Another one Rev just pointed out there was Papa Murphy's, the ones where you buy the cold pizza. Mm-hmm. You buy the pizza, it's cold. It's frozen.
They have that out here.
And you drop, yeah, they do. I've seen a few places. Mm-hmm. You put it in your oven, you cook it. It's good.
They have one of those
It's the DiGiorno, but a little, you know, it's a front shop for DiGiorno's, basically.
They had one of those up in Tulare, California. Visiting uncle was going to jail. Anyhow.
I mean, that was, it's okay, but you know what? I said it before, and I've said it on the show, but if you're ever in Vegas, do not.
No, it's not Vegas. It's universally shitty pizza.
Okay.
We're the same way in California. I ate three different ones in California.
Do not.
This is what we're going to get to.
Ever. Never, ever, ever in your right fucking, even in your wrong fucking mind, order because you're that hungry. No, you are not that hungry.
You will go
to 7-Eleven to get the dinner, the donuts and the soda to pass this shit up, but never get round table.
That's nasty-ass
pizza. Nastiest pizza.
God damn, man.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm repeating myself.
I had a bad experience, man, with Round Table, but it's not half as funny as yours.
Oh, my God. Mine was pathetic. We're new in town.
Yeah.
We're very green.
I think he's told the story, by the way, but I just love hearing it.
Yeah, we're very green here in Vegas. You know, we're getting used to things, and we get door flyers, which, of course, thank you for tearing one down off my door today.
Tropicana pizza is not bad.
Tropicana pizza?
Not the best, in my opinion.
Well, it's a mom pa stuff. You got to worry about that shit. Broadway pizza, though, is good. Good, regular, old-fashioned style pizza.
They have Sicilian pizza,
yes,
too.
They do. And Neapolitan.
Yeah.
So.
Anyhow.
So you're
new in town?
Yes, we're new in town.
And you're a little hungry, man.
And we're a little poor. So we decide to get a pizza, but we're like, well, what do we get? Where do we at? You know, blah, blah, blah. Well, we said, remember, we had this thing on the door for Round Table Pizza.
Yes.
Oh, they must be in the area then if they deliver to our door. Hey, great. We look. We say, yeah, there they are. Okay. So we call up and we order the typical kind of Canadian bacon-ish or sausage. You know, something very typical. Normal crust, not thin crust, double cheese. I think that was a mistake. Well, one of them.
Dude.
Beside ordering the pizza. So we were sitting there, we're hungry, and we're poor. But this pizza's only like $10. We're in good shape then. We're in great shape. Pizza gets delivered. All right, pizza! Get the pizza. We kind of noticed, well, first off, that box is a little miscolored on the sides. Okay, hey, grease happens. No big deal. You know, we'll just kind of pat it all down. You got to do that with some pizzas anyway. So we get the pizza, we put it on the table. We don't even really clear a spot. It's a cardboard box. We just kind of clear an area, pop the pizza box down, open the pizza box. Pools of grease on that cheese. Pools of grease. I mean, you can sit there, build a diving board, put on your shorts, and you're going in for a swim, baby.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking grease. So we're like, okay. We do the ghetto thing. We get paper towels, and we pat down the pizza. And yes, everybody's known they've done this in the past. They've had that greasy slice. So we're like, okay, well, this can't be so bad. We're hungry. We're really hungry. We take a bite each. Now, keep in mind, we have our plate. We have our soda. And we're both, you know, this is the wife and I. We're chomping on our pizza. And we're both at the same time while chewing on it, realizing that we ate hell. Okay, hell is a double cheese pizza with pepperoni from this place, or sausage from this place. This is hell incarnate. And we're just kind of chewing it, pushing it out of our mouths at the same time, just politely throwing it up on our plates.
Not the, whew, I know exactly what you're talking about,
yeah,
man. If you could make a noise at that time, it'd be beep, beep, beep. Because
yes.
You're backing that shit out.
Oh, it's going straight out, baby. So, we decide that, you know, okay, That was bad. We're drinking our soda cleanse. We the wife even went to go brush her teeth. It was so damn bad. Yeah. Well, we're not done with this yet, folks. So we decide, okay, we're done with the pizza. Let's just throw that bastard away because that is the sickest thing we've ever had in our life. We go to pick up the pizza, the box. Now the box bottom is completely drenched. I mean, that box bottom is nothing but liquid paper, okay? We pick it up.
It's like fucking pulp.
No. It's pulp. I mean, it is down there. And we pick it up, we throw it away, we look at the table, it is yellow with grease. I mean, like grease piss, okay? We realized then that we made a mistake because there are some papers we needed, and that grease was literally being attracted to the paper. It's like,
wicking it up.
We're like, ah, shit, we're cleaning the table. I mean, we took literally a whole roll of paper towels to sit there and clean off that table. It was so pathetic.
My friend used to have an idiot brother that worked at a round table, and there's all the free pizza he could bring home.
I'm sorry.
That was net. Guy wondered why I always had acne.
Man, that's not a pizza. That is not pizza.
I
That's that play school shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that play school fake food, you know, self-bake oven with a light bulb with motor oil. Ding. Yes.
You know what was funny, man? I actually ordered a Big Vinny here, man. You know what that is?
No.
It's a giant fucking round table pizza.
Oh, Jesus.
I get this ad in the paper. Two Big Vinny, 16 inches for $11.95. I'm like,
there's a reason it's $11.95.
So I'm like, okay, I'll risk it. And at the time, we had a rental car.
Because
uh-huh. My mom's car was in the shop after the accident.
Okay.
I fucking put these things down in the back.
Uh-huh.
Now, you've had pizzas or something like where I'll slide to one side the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
There was minimal movement on the cheese, but all the grease was in a giant fucking horse trough on the end. You know, it was a rental car. You know what I did? I cracked a corner and poured it down on the seat to get rid of it.
Thus is your... That's sort of another story of abuse of rental car.
You know, we only had it for 2 days after that, but after that, it had that, you know, nice pizza air freshener.
That fine, exquisite pizza air freshener. But yes, round table pizza is the worst.
Fuck.
The worst pizza.
Guess what? If you're feeling guilty about something and think you have to, like, do some sort of penance, order a round table.
Yeah, if you feel... that is the Catholic guilt personified by ordering one of those and eating it. More than just a bite and kicking it back out. Now,
you know how I puke up food that's bad.
Oh, Jesus! Oh yeah, all over
round
my
table,
shoes.
Round table, round table.
You know
what?
Tonight when we go out, remind me. I bought some new shoes this weekend mm-hmm. or this week. If you feel like you're gonna puke, let me get the hell away.
Trust me.
That's the problem.
Nah, that's not a problem at all.
Yeah,
you can trust
splat.
Me.
So, you put down Sbarro, and I see this in the chat room. I like Sbarro pizza. They make a good stuffed pizza. Good stuff pizza. There's this one place, though, back in Iowa, makes a great pizza. And it's literally crust, toppings, cheese, no sauce. And it's not greasy.
Really? Sounds like the opening scene to Return of the Killer Tomatoes.
No.
Where tomatoes are banned.
No, but it's good. You can get sauce on the side, though, because the crust at the end, you know, the circular... Well... It's about that
really
big.
Circular.
Yeah, circular. Mine. It's about that big, so it's about baseball size. Uh-huh. So you could just get some sauce and dip and
Jesus.
Eat. It's great. So anyhow,
breadsticks.
Enough about talking about food. I'm getting hungry. And I'm looking at the clock. We've kind of blown away a little bit of a... Oh, God, Reverend Hammer just said the other place. That was another grease nightmare. I told you about that one. I don't know if I told anybody. I seem to attract greasy pizza. A dozen of us. Actually, half a dozen of us. Ragman. Arby. Fester, 6x9, Flyboy, Little John. I mean, all of us, yeah, we all have nicknames. Funny thing that CB does. So we all decide to go. We want to go out. We're all like, in a group, kind of like in a mad hustle to go out, go somewhere, and do something.
Yeah.
So we all say, let's go to the other place. They normally have good food. We buy a big-ass pizza. I mean, this fucker was 30-some-odd inches.
I've seen those, man. They had one of those in California, a place that had those, yeah. Shitty pizza.
Big-ass pizza. So we get this big-ass pizza, and we really couldn't all agree on toppings, so we said, why don't we get cheese? Cheese pizza, nice and plain, nice and simple. That sounds great.
Good God, man. No pepperoni?
I don't remember if we did or not. I don't remember.
Who the fuck didn't want pepperoni?
I don't know. Someone didn't, or we all couldn't agree, or we just could only agree on the cheese part. I don't remember.
Anyhow.
We ordered this pizza. I mean, this was a $20 pizza. Big motherfucking pizza. All of us looked really good. Cut it all up. Grim. Yeah, really pizza. Ow. Mwah. Mwah. Nah. And you ever eat grease in the solid state? I mean, it really wasn't literally grease, but it was just so greasy.
I've had full like that.
We were done eating, all of us at once. We were literally done for the rest of the night.
You know what I do if I have a good pizza or something like that and it gets greasy? I like the flavor, but I hate all the fucking grease.
Yeah.
It's gross, I know. I become the fucking oil press, man. What I'll push that shit against the roof of my mouth and go... And just spit fucking grease, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But I... Well, I should say I used to.
Balls pumps your grease.
I don't do that anymore because grease seems to upset my stomach.
Fucking oxygen upsets your stomach.
I puked everywhere at Tits Party, man. I puked in the fucking
you
bushes.
Were so
I
drunk.
Puked in the fucking rocks.
You got diarrhea of the mouth and you puked.
No, I didn't get drunk.
Liar.
Well, I did get drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
I was.
I don't drink.
I wasn't inebriated, but I was.
No, drunk doesn't necessarily mean inebriated. Drunk means just having.
I'm really dying to try one of those car bombs. That sounds tasty.
They kind of do, and I'm not much of a drinker myself, but we'll have to get Smack to hook us up some car bombs. Maybe we'll call it not a bad food show.
Bad drink show. Yeah, everybody's crashing afterwards. No, it's a glass of Guinness. You take a shot glass. You pour the shot glass half full of Jameson Irish whiskey and Bailey's Irish cream.
Yep. Which is an interesting concept called a car bomb.
Because what you do is you take the shot glass and you drop it carefully in and let it sink to the bottom and then chug the entire fucking
drink. Supposedly it tastes a lot like chocolate. Mm-hmm. Supposedly. But the thing is, you know, the Irish stuff and calling it a car bomb, don't you feel like that's kind of a slam against your heritage?
You know what, man? Everybody makes fun of fucking Irish people, you know?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. We're fucking blacks of the world, man.
But, yeah, that was a bad pizza. Matter of fact, that night, though, we all decided, after we had the pizza, we still kept the pizza. We just all got really full, really fast off of, like, a bite. It was pretty sad. So we kept the pizza. We threw it in 6x9's freezer. I think 2 months later, someone realized it was there, grabbed it out, and you had that, all the grease had wicked to the top.
Oh, damn, that's gross, man.
So we scraped the grease off. We almost thought about eating it, then we decided better and threw it away. But yes.
That's fucking gross, man. That's like being a cannibal and going to an autopsy and go, damn, that looks good. Nah, man, that's fucking nasty.
We actually ended up that night, we were just so just bored because that really just dashed our hopes of doing anything in town. We decided to get...
Yeah, you're like weighted down after that. Like,
oh, you are. We all got into a vehicle and drove an hour out of our way to go to a hotel room to trash it.
That's
and
great.
Stay the night. So
hey.
That's all I got to say about that. You know, I did a belly
Thanks
flop.
For us, yeah.
I did a belly flop. I ran into the room and I like bed, boom, bam, crack, and broke the bed frame on the box spring. Just split it in half. I'm like, whoa,
That's
shit.
That's funny, man. I had my most embarrassing moment with the DeLorean yesterday.
Uh oh.
Pulling the gas station.
Did you ruin it?
No. It was nothing. Nothing happened to the DeLorean. It only happened to fucking me. His ego took off like 20, 30 points, man.
Did you dump gas all over yourself?
No. You know my car, my fuel filler is like in the front of the car, right?
Yeah. You have to actually lift up the...
The hood. Or the bonnet.
The actually. Bonnet, which if you guys don't know DeLorean, it's the...
It's the hood in the front.
It's the hood in the front.
But it opens
It's
forwards.
Like a Volkswagen.
Kind of, no.
Keep
does it open the same way? There's no handle on it.
No, it doesn't open the same way, but I'm saying the motor's in rear.
Yeah. Anyhow, what happened was I pull up, and there's this cute chick, and I forget what kind of car she is. I think she was like in a neon. You know, like a new neon right there?
Yeah, one of the rice-looking ones.
Yeah, and she's like filling up. You know, she's kind of cute, you know, and I pull up in front of her.
Uh-huh.
You know, our cars are facing each other at the gas pumps.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, I see her, you know, and she looks over my car, and she looks at me, and I look back at her, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know.
Oh, no.
So I'm, like, looking, I'm going to say hi, you know, what's up, you know, uh-huh. How's it going, you know, because I can tell she's, like, kind of interested in the car. So I get out, and as I get out, don't ask me how it happens, My pant leg on my right leg gets caught on my emergency brake. And as I'm about to say, hey, how's it going? I go, ah, and fall back into my car and trip. At which point she fucking laughs at me. Not a giggle, like, hee-hee-hee, like, you fucking putz. And then about that time, she's done, gets in her car and drives off, still giving me this fucking, you know, look of, like, So then I'm just...
See, now, if you were in the truck, you wouldn't have had a problem with that. You were in the DeLorean. You were in the D. That car, you know what that car did?
You know what that car did?
Huh. That car got jealous. That car realized, hey... That's Poontang, and he'd rather look at that than me. Grab!
I'm filling my fucking car.
Your car knows what Poontang is.
Guy on the other side goes, hey, isn't that DeLorean? Yeah, it's a fucking DeLorean. Made in Ireland, you bastard. It's a burden when you're running errands and people like want to fucking like accost you and ask you questions about the fucking car. Hey, yeah, I gotta go. Bye. Oh, can I take a look? Sure, as I'm driving away, I have to go.
But that's what you got to expect by driving a car like that all the time.
Damn, man, I swear. I heard other owners tell me, like, yeah, you're going to be in a rush someplace, and it's going to happen.
Yep.
I'm like, nah, I take everything easy. I'm like, I gotta go, gotta get to the bank, you know.
Yep, because the bank closes. Oh, shit, it's closed. You asshole, can you cash a check? So.
Not a Binion's.
Not a Binion's right now. We're going to find that out tonight. Now, tell me, and we're going to... do car talk. Actually, let's do this. Let's take a quick break.
And we come back, we'll do car talk.
When we come back, we're going to do some car talk, and we're going to geek out on automobiles this week.
Cool.
So, folks, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
If you are listening to us live, we'd like to have you join us into the chat room.
That's right.
Just click on the chat link there, follow the instructions, get yourself a nickname, and click the join button.
That's right.
Also, I want to say this just for prosperity's sake. Anybody who is listening, someone made an interesting comment of, oh, I didn't know the chat room was running when the show wasn't. Folks, this chat room is up 24/7. This thing is always going.
Let's say it's 2 in the morning, you know, you're jerking off to some hentai and you want to talk to some fellow spankers.
There you go, fellow spankers are on. One thing I know that the message boards have taken off and have lit a fucking fire.
Wow, yes they have.
You know, but don't be afraid to take some of that energy and share it, not dominate over into the IRC, but definitely share it.
I have a feeling that you people just simply want to get those godlike spankster ratings.
I think, two people have already achieved the godlike spankster.
You know
what
you should do? Wait till everybody gets it, wants it, and then reset them.
That's what I'm thinking about doing, you know, or just resetting the numbers up. Just resetting the numbers up, it's all it takes. Of course, I mean, Oscar and Red Rum would fucking blow those numbers right the fuck out of the water.
God damn.
But hey, it gives them a goal, it gives them a purpose.
You give them
the sense.
Icarus level. You got too close to the sun.
Melt. Alright, folks. You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp. Shit, that's deja vu.
Vujade. Alright, folks, we'll be back in a little bit.
Alright.
We'll be right back. Spankwagon.
But who at will randomly looks up the word funk, fuck and chunk?
Don't know, man. I guess you have a fetish for fat women.
Fuck chunk.
I actually saw a phone sex ad for that one time.
Phone sex for fat women?
For fat women. It's like Jabba the Slut says, find a fold and fuck it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Not Spankwagon.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It could be.
Be quiet.
Spankwagon Radio.
Your captain speaking. Smoke him if you got him.
cigarette holder with a cigarette or without a cigarette?
No, with a cigarette, of course.
But then all I'd have to put up with is you talking like your hero, one of them.
Very good. Yes. Damn that ether.
All right, folks. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio. This is a mellow session.
It's mellow. Tune in to the cool sounds of Spankwagon Radio.
Yeah, as we play rave and trance in the background. This is what I love. We're calm.
Kind of kills that.
Yeah, well, you know. Listen to Spankwagon Radio. All right.
The soothing sounds of the spank.
Or someone, there's that comedian that says all techno music is.
It's an alarm clock.
It's your alarm clock.
I love that, man.
That's great, but you know what? I like the music, what can I say?
I like my soft voice like that. I could work on KJUL with that.
Oh yeah.
Coming up next, we have Frank Sinatra. See, you know what, dude? You could even report bad news with a good voice like that.
Like.
And it looks like the hurricane's going to hit soon, and a lot of people may die. On a related note, my wife yesterday was raped by a gang of vicious youths infected with herpes. Donations will be gladly accepted, and she needs some antibiotic cream. On a lighter note, she is baking me brownies right now. Yeah, that's the kind of voice that's like a banjo. you can never say anything sad on.
No,
like you can't sing a sad song on a banjo.
No,
you couldn't do the fucking Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald on a banjo. It wouldn't have the same impact. I'll let you lose on from the tail down. I'll let you go. It's not gonna work. Dude.
That ain't right.
What's funny is you actually know what song I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, well you know. The cult of the obscure reference right here, man.
Fa, sol, la, do, re, tu, mi.
So, we were going to talk carp.
Chanting scales. Hey, that's what we should do for an intro, man.
Chanting.
Scales, yeah.
Chanting spank wagon.
B-F-E-B-R-N-E-T.
I'm going to have to play that one back twice to figure out what the hell you just said.
Click on the chat room.
Oh, God. That thing. Get the Mac to do the voice.
Ugh. Yeah. We'll do psalms. That wasn't a chant. That was a psalm. Yeah.
God.
Please turn your prayer books. Psalm 69.
69? don't. Okay. Enough. We're not MTV. Thank God.
I just like ministry, dude.
Oh, ministry's great.
The fucking Just One Fix, man.
Jesus built my hot rod.
Jesus
built my hot rod.
Just One Fix and Jesus Built My Hot Rod, two great driving songs.
Wonderful driving songs. You know, I have the Jesus Built My Hot Rod mix, which means they took it and they stretched it up on another 2.5 minutes.
Ba 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 bang ba bang ba, son of a gun.
Yeah, but you know what? I was watching like MTV or VH1 or something like that, and they were talking about like who do they consider the hardest band out there.
Oh, reminds me.
The hardest band out there. Who did they say? Ministry. Every single one of them said Ministry.
Fucking Ministry is great, dude. Psalm 69 was a bitchin' album, dude.
Yes. It's a great album.
New release was done by Cambridge.
Cambridge?
Yes. The funniest joke in the world has been found.
No, wait a minute. Wait. Whoa, stop. Hold on. Don't go any further with that. Isn't that a Monty Python skit?
I swear it's...
That's a Monty Python skit.
It was the
joke in the world. They couldn't
tell. No, that was the deadliest joke.
Oh, the deadliest
they
joke.
Eventually
it was dying of... Okay.
Yeah.
You die of laughter. It's so damn funny.
Yeah, people had to write one word at a time, and people that saw two words had
Thank
to
you, Reverend God. My head won't explode. Will it? See?
No. I thought the same thing. I thought it was a put-on. This was another CNN obscure story.
Another one of those bloomin'... He's a bloom...
Germans, despite their apparent physical lack of it, have a good sense of humor and love a good joke.
I pulled that chair out on Hans.
Yeah. Germans like story jokes.
Oh, dear.
Most Europeans, though specifically English and Irish,
yep,
like wordplay jokes.
Okay.
And Americans had the best kind of joke loves of all. Americans love jokes where people are belittled.
Yeah, we do.
But... This was very scientific.
The site took in requests, submissions for funny jokes. Mm-hmm. Then they selected the funniest of them, put them online, and you had to rate them.
Wow.
So the funniest joke was deemed the highest score with the most universal appeal.
Right. Very nice.
Do you want to hear the world's most funniest joke?
You know it already.
Okay. Hold on, let me think.
You gotta love insult humor.
I know.
Oh, why do women have two legs? Huh?
Okay.
Don't leave a slime trail.
Yeah, bum bum.
Thank you.
That wasn't me. I was Tony Clifton. Two hunters out in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One hunter, sudden just fucking falls down. Second hunter pulls out his cell phone, calls 911. Okay. Gets on the operator. I don't know what happened, man. You know, my friend fell down. You know, I think he might be dead. Operator goes, sir, could you do me a favor? Could you make sure he's dead? Guy goes, well, okay. Here's a gunshot. Goes back online. Yeah, he's dead now.
Oh,
that was deemed the funniest joke in the world.
That's not right. Oh my god!
You believe that?
Well, that's obviously an American joke then.
But it had universal appeal to everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody thought that was funny as hell.
Oh man, dude. And I'm thinking, I know jokes that are a lot funnier than that.
Yeah, that's a good chuckle right there.
The problem
is,
it's the whole universal appeal, and I think you have to have a chuckle joke for that, because you can't have an out-and-out laughter joke.
Sure you can.
Some people just don't get laughter jokes. I mean, there will be times where you and I will be bouncing shit off of each other, and no one else will get it but three or four true geeks.
Two Jews walk into a park because it was Thursday and they're night in the barrel.
Hey!
You'd be like,
huh? What does he just say? What's this have to do with the barrel?
Exactly.
So.
Hey, look, it's the wife.
Yeah, the wife joined us.
Ooh, that's right, I'm the wife now. Not the wife.
Yeah,
why is she wearing a Creed t-shirt?
That's not Creed.
You asshole, it's Aerosmith.
Damn, we're getting yelled at already. Thank
yeah,
you. She's been in here a whole whopping minute, and we just got yelled at.
Called the Creed.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
Wait. What it's a guy from Huey Lewis. It's Anthony Hopkins. Anthony Hopkins!
Okay, let's look at Steven Tyler.
Oh my god, it does look like Anthony. I got really young.
It looks like Anthony Hopkins. Wait,
the mouth. Jagger. The Jagger lips.
No, wait, hold on. Okay.
Don't touch my shirt, boy.
I wasn't. Damn, not only that, but she got this fake accent. The fake accent picked up again.
Look. Okay. Okay, that's Pop and that's I.
And the show will be over in 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, Robert, I guess you got to go home.
Yeah,
my wife says you can't stay.
Damn it. Can't I go out and play?
Okay, because I want to go.
Did you dye your hair again?
Yeah.
Again?
No. Not since last time or something.
Should try Kool-Aid. It'll scare the kids.
She doesn't have to work for a month.
That's what you want to do.
I'm awkward.
Yeah, entire month she doesn't
have to
work.
Get her some of that silver stuff, man. Turn her blue. That'll scare the hell out of the kids.
That'll scare the hell out of anybody. We're showing her the photo right now, but that's legit. He turned himself blue. I'll send you the link. But
okay. It's true.
He's running for public office and he's blue.
I wonder if he could.
That's funny.
The Smurf platform. Blue Man platform.
I was going to say it'd be ironic if you went to see the Blue Man group.
Yeah, you know what? You know what the interesting thing is? If I remember correctly from statistics, I was looking up audio, their CD, the Blue Man Group CD. It sold amazingly well in Montana.
Montana.
Which is.
Where he's from.
Where he's from!
What? I don't know, might go a little over.
Yeah, show's usually over at midnight, but tonight we might have to take it on till at least till 2:30 in the morning.
We're on fire.
For
you can't go nowhere because my car's blocked here. So.
Neener, neener, neener. Yeah, watch.
You don't want to live while you're here. Everybody else just rubs them, man.
Yeah, she hits people. She doesn't know niceties. See?
Yeah, that's spousal abuse.
Yes, it is.
All right, well, you better document it.
I got a witness.
Well, you know who's from Iowa, man? It's fucking Tom Arnold. There's a good track record of...
Tom Arnold's not from fucking Iowa.
Hey, there's a good track record of divorcees, men suing for alimony to their wives.
There you go. Anyhow, where were we?
I mean, your wife's got more money than you because she's got a degree and you don't.
Oh, that's true. She's now just finally starting to make more money than me.
Teacher, no, not. Don't have more money.
Like,
5, 6. Why don't you become like go like at a private school?
They don't get paid more.
Yeah, they get paid a lot less.
Private school teachers get paid a lot less.
There's no union to protect them. They get paid less, and they don't get
the
same health insurance.
Go to a teach at a Christian Science private school. That way,
teach at science.
That way, you don't need union because you got God, and you don't need health care because you got the prayer.
Pray for better health.
Can I please be healthy? This laceration must heal, amen. You know, I saw the funniest show, man. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Dude, other people say that show sucks.
That's funny as hell, man. That guy is a total
asshole.
How are
we back on HBO shows?
I don't know. I just love
it. Fuck HBO.
What happened was she started... I'll give you a fucking example, man, of how much of a bastard the guy is. Fucking his friend... is dating this girl. She's a Christian Scientist. She's allergic to fucking peanuts, okay? Right. So they go over to his house, cook a meal, has peanut oil in it. She fucking just has a total on allergic reaction.
Right.
Okay, now he's supposed to go to some award show with her as a date, but he doesn't want to take her because she looks fucking heinous. So if she takes like an aspirin or Tylenol or some medication, it'll clear right up, but she refuses to do it. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to like figure out a way to like sneak medication into brownies to feed to her so it goes away.
God.
That's just one plot top. It's a funny show. I like it.
Interesting. I might have to check it out if I watch TV.
It's good.
I watch a lot of TV.
You like sarcastic, just annoying people? Yeah. See a show.
I'm friends with you, aren't I?
Yeah.
Thank you. I got the wife. She's not leaving yet, so we haven't offended her totally yet.
Oh, I know. Here I go. Here
mad
go.
Props.
There you go. And mad props to your brother.
Yes. I don't know what to give him, because I know the nickname that he had in elementary school was not one of his favorite nicknames. But he got called Bird.
Bird.
Yeah. Think Big Bird.
Oh.
Because, I mean, how tall are you now? 6'7". Stand in here. Just stand in here and stand up.
Watch the fan.
Yeah, please. The fuck? Fills a fucking doorway.
Yeah.
Nothing makes you feel short, but what's funny...
Watch this. This is funny.
She's barely up to his nipple.
Asian?
Blonde.
Yeah, blonde Asian. It's called Miss Clairol.
hey now. But yeah, where were we? We were down at Bally's a couple nights ago, and all these little short little Asian women were just skeetering by.
Damn, man. Them people are tiny.
Dude, compared to him, I mean, they came up to the belt.
Is it fun to be caught in a group of Asian people? You're like Godzilla, so like...
He just doesn't know what to say.
Here you go.
Is this thing on? Is this an oil painting or a radio show?
Take my wife, please.
No.
You don't have a wife, he does.
Since you're on the show, you're considered wife, so you're the prize. There we go.
What kind of a contest?
Prize? Fucking prize?
We haven't put a value on you, so there you go.
Yeah.
It could be better.
Yeah, it could be worse.
You have to put a value on me? I'm a prize?
For tax purposes.
Service merchandise.
99 cent store.
On discount here, only the 99 cent.
Oh, I'm so sorry. The computer suddenly shut down.
Man, she could be violent, too. You notice this? Her idea.
Well, you're Midwesterners. You like to drink and beat each other, man.
You're Irish. You like to drink and, well, puke on my shoes.
I didn't hurt anyone.
That's true. Anyhow, moving on. We were actually.
Besides, how could you be mad at a woman with a T-shirt of Anthony Hopkins?
It's Creed. Why are you getting upset? She likes Creed. That's what I understand. She likes Creed and she likes Aerosmith. The Creed guy wants to be desperately Jim Morrison, though.
He's a Christian rock band. How can he?
I don't know, but he wants to be Jim Morrison.
What's he gonna do? Get on stage and flash a crucifix? Come on!
I don't know. He played with the Doors, and he's like, "Oh, this is the greatest achievement of my life."
He played with the Doors.
I don't get it either.
What song did they sing?
I fuck if I remember. Light Your Fire. I don't know.
It's called Light My Fire.
Yeah, whatever.
By the way, I'm going to find all these songs by Golden Throats.
Golden Throats?
Golden Throats is the name of this album. It's celebrity singing.
Uh-huh.
You got Mae West singing Light My Fire.
Oh, my God.
We got Andy Griffith singing House of the Rising Sun.
We have an album downstairs called Oh Yeah. Not Oh Yeah. It's an Aerosmith album called Blues on Fire. And it's Aerosmith songs sung by blues artists with their own kind of twist on it.
Bam, 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 bam. Do the sack of lady. Thank you much.
That's pretty much 90% of the album right there. You got that one right.
I'm gonna make it up for Blind Melon Chitlin.
Oh, God. How about we just give it up for Spankwagon?
I'm gonna go downtown, gonna see my gal, gonna sing her a song, gonna show her my ding-dong.
Now, there's an obscure reference. You can figure out what the hell that's from, man.
Give me a while. That one's gonna take a while to figure the fuck out. So,
blind baby, huh? What's this thing about your ding dong there, huh?
I have to bring that over, dude. I just tell you, now it's on my album I have. It's 12 inch vinyl original. It's called Cheech and Chong's Greatest Hit.
Greatest Hit.
It's got the original recording of Sister Mary Elephant.
Ah, I got a little bit of that on
Pedro
there.
Pedro DePacus and Man. Yeah. Pedro DePacus and Man at the drive-in. That's funny as hell. Yeah. They're like sneaking guys in and they like lose the fucking key
to the trunk.
Yeah, so. So while fucking Chong goes to the snack bar, dude, you hear fucking Cheech pissing on the trunk, and he like pisses like right in the fucking lock on the side. So the guy's like, "Hey, what's going on? It's all it's raining, man. It's a downpour out here. I say." Fucking funny, dude. Yeah, totally hilarious. So anyhow, we're going to get back to our topic of cars.
Well, we're kind of sort of starting on there twice now with two segments or segues that failed miserably. But yeah, you've had some shit luck.
Yeah.
I mean, absolute shit luck in this past week. Tell us, what's been going on?
The Dodge is a piece of shit.
Well, what happened?
Intermittently dies.
Did it finally start dying on you?
No.
It hasn't died on you yet?
I drive it, nothing happens.
Does it act like something's going to die?
No.
It drives normal.
Yeah.
But only when?
Only when my mom drives it. Okay, fucking I'm dies.
I know she'll listen to this. She's going to kick my ass. Because when you called me, we were talking on the phone. Basically, the conversation was this. Okay, have you tried this? Yeah, I've tried that, and I looked at this, and I've tried this. Well, what about this? Now, in the background, I hear, goddamn motherfucking truck doesn't fucking want to fucking start the piece of fucking shit truck. Fucking red-ass motherfucking truck fucking shit. And that's, I'm like, wow, she's pissed.
My mom is not very pleased.
No, she. But it only dies on her. You can't even recreate it.
I get in the truck, I drive it, man. I've tried everything. I've tried to spin around corners to see if it's a fucking fuel pickup hose or something.
Yeah, vacuum leak.
Nothing fucking happens. Truck just goes pucka 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 pucka.
Just runs like normal.
Yeah.
Now, fuck. I don't even know what we're gonna call you. Do you have a nickname at home? Because I haven't kept up with your nicknames. He doesn't say shit. I can't believe this is the quietest he's ever
been.
Pick one quick. Okay, tall guy in the corner. Tall guy in the corner. What did you recommend that he do? The dough? Fuck my English.
Crikey.
How do you... A little louder there. Just vocalize. Talk. Moving right along.
Okay. That's a good car segment. Thank you.
Well, gee, we were going to ask a little bit of help here. But yeah, check fuel pressure.
It will be significant.
Crazy lady! Celebrity subs and auto repair!
That's it. That's your nickname now. Crazy Larry.
Crazy Larry. Tall guy in the corner turned into Crazy Larry.
Crazy Larry. Easier for me to say and remember.
Oh, tall guy in the corner is hard for him. Yeah. I can remember times where he'll be running around. We'll be playing. Like, when we were little kids, he was pretty fucking tall then. And we were running around the house. All of a sudden, he whips around the corner. A window's open. Now, keep in mind, these are the angle windows that open up at an angle. So the window is at about a 45-degree angle. I whip around the corner. I'm a short shit. I ran right under the window. He whips around the corner. All we hear is... kabam! And glass vibrates. You don't realize this, but glass vibrates. And he hit it hard enough to make the glass vibrate. Just bong. So.
Ow.
Yeah, this poor guy.
But hopefully it wore off.
Falls out of trees.
Falls out of trees.
Falls the fuck out of trees. What the
fuck are you doing in trees? You fell off power lines?
Higher than power lines.
Yeah, I fell out of a tree that was higher than most power lines.
Hell, you it's like Matt's, it's like, you know, the fucking...
His favorite superhero is like Superman or something I was trying to recreate.
I don't remember what he was
doing. Did you at least have the towel around your neck?
He just...
That's why! You didn't have a red towel! I don't care.
Arms.
I don't care how, who the fuck you are, where the fuck you come from. Every fucking boy has always tried to be Superman.
Of course.
Put a red towel around his fucking neck.
When I was a little kid, I put the red bath towel that had the little N for Noble inscribed on it, you know, and tied it around. But what I would do is I'd go run and just romp it through the house, and I'd jump and make a running leap onto my dad's bed. And I'd try to jump as far back as I could to hit that bed. One time, though, I jumped a little too far back, and I went head first, hit that bed, that edge of the bed, with my head, bounced off of that, and it flew backwards into the wall. Double whammy, right there, just BAM!
God damn.
I think I was, I don't remember how old I was, but I know I was hurting for certain.
I don't think you remembered much of anything after that.
You'd think I wouldn't, but you know, stupid ass me, do I learn? Get up, do it again.
Nah, I'm pretty sure you'd be still trying to do that shit today if you weren't married.
How do you know I already don't do it when she's at work? I run through the house and, you know, my towel tied around my head.
No, maybe you
her
do
neck.
It. Towel tied around your head? I'm Super Allah!
I will declare jihad!
More powerful than a speeding car bomb, able to leap over, leap through tall buildings in a single bound. It is Super Allah.
Yeah, Super Allah, born in the Middle East when a fucking U.S. convoy of nuclear waste spilled in his hometown.
No, that's gonna be our town here, you know.
Yeah.
Gonna have that
we're
yucca.
Fucking glow in the dark.
Yeah, yucca mountain, and then they want to reactivate the Nevada test site.
Gonna make some plutonium.
Yep. But you know what? Here's the thing. You know how you make plutonium? You take the waste off of the actual reactors. The one that they're shipping to Yucca Mountain,
can't.
You refine it. Nope,
can't.
You can. That's unrefined. That's all that is. It's used, but it's unrefined. You can go ahead and refine that plutonium.
The shit
you
is
can
too
make
radioactive.
Nuclear grade. You can make nuclear grade plutonium.
You tell me you can make weapons grade plutonium.
Yes. You can make weapons grade plutonium with the waste plutonium, which then makes it safer.
Yeah, but you understand
a lot
of the
we
shit.
We break laws. We break, like, world laws if we actually go ahead and do that.
You understand. A lot of the shit already has just been made into glass logs.
Yes.
And you've heard about that process, right?
Yes.
Yes. It's already been fucking done.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to blow the shit out of people, just come to fucking Vegas. And
thanks. Next thing, fucking Oscar Goodman be knocking on the door. I'm going to bring... Fucking ring...
Motherfucker.
Son of a... I'm going to make a fucking call and
vote
take care
me.
Of you.
Vote for me.
Yeah, vote for me. Yeah. Fuck the homeless.
Hey, poor Kenny Gwynn. Kenny Gwynn lost some nuts.
He lost a nut.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I just love Goodman's fucking stuttering whenever he gets so fucking...
He gets pissed. When he gets pissed, he's the...
That fucker...
That's our bobblehead image. good.
Especially the fact he's carrying a fucking baseball bat, dude.
Yep.
I love that. You type in Goodman on the fucking internet.
Yep.
What's the first picture that comes up? Is it Mayor of Vegas? No.
No.
It's him with fucking Anthony Spilotro in federal court. That's fucking great.
But that's our mayor, a mob lawyer.
Yeah,
pure.
I kill people and rob and deal drugs. I can help you. I'm homeless and need a job. Get out of town. You know what I don't get, though? I was watching some shit on TV, and they were talking about this week's storm in Las Vegas has hit the homeless population hard.
What storm?
When it rained.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing, man. I tell you, I feel bad.
What?
Two things I said I love the most about Vegas and they're really going to enjoy was the warmer than average temperatures.
Man, it got cold, it got nice,
and
huh?
The dryness. Yeah, it got great. We liked it. They didn't bring coats because we told them not to.
What a dick, dude.
You
always bring coats no matter where you go. You don't know what the weather's going to be like.
Come on. When was the last time we had rain? Especially a day's worth of rain.
Two or three days ago?
No. Yeah, dude. yesterday was the only. I mean, before that, though, think about it. A day's worth of rain.
Apparently, back in January when we weren't here.
Yeah, exactly. We weren't here. They had decent amounts of rain. You know, we're here. All of us are freezing our ass off down on the strip. Just freezing our nuts off. It's cold. Wind's blowing. And, of course, Vegas forgets how to drive again. Guaranteed. Everybody realizes, oh, yeah, these roads, nice and smooth, like glass.
See, it comes from California, man. Hey, it's raining. Speed up.
So, yeah, hey, it's raining. See, back home, though, it doesn't, you know, who cares, you know? Hey, how'd this get on here? Oscar Goodman bobblehead dolls on an easy board.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, about cars, we were going to go into our car rant.
Well, we were, but that is the... What did he do? Stick that Goodman on a scanner?
Yep.
Oh, that's ugly.
They're on eBay.
Yeah, of course they're on eBay for like $10.
Highest I saw was 30.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So anyhow, yeah, we were going to talk cars, but yeah, I mean, this is the fact that your truck... Now, here's a couple things I was thinking of. First off, we know that it's a 2.5-cylinder 4-banger, which means that...
Basically, in a nutshell, I've narrowed it down to about three things right here.
Yeah. First thing
is possibly a clogged fuel filter.
Very possible. Actually, I think big guy in the corner here actually had a suggestion was, and this is what I was trying to tell you yesterday while listening to him and telling you and listening to your mom without cracking up.
Yeah.
Motherfucking soda, fucking soda, fuck. Yeah. But is to get two people to do this. But take off the fuel pump. Take off which end of the fuel filter? Okay, the engine side of the hose, the gasoline to fill and plug it up. Take a bucket, clean bucket, so you can probably use the gasoline. But don't start up the vehicle. Just turn on the vehicle. The pump, which sits on the gas tank or just on the outside of the gas tank, if it's pumping properly through the filter, that bucket should fill up in about 4 seconds.
Well, technically, yes. It's either that, it's either a like a bad relay, something like that. There was something else, I forget what the fuck it was.
I was thinking it was rings, the way it was being described.
The only other thing, well, you know what? I don't know if I actually have a blown head gasket right now. Because I actually went online, and I don't have a Dodge valve cover on there. It said Allied Signal. It's an aftermarket one.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually read that the problem with the 2.5 motor...
Yep.
Is that the fucking holes for the bolts to bolt on the valve cover are not drilled far enough down on my truck.
You have to tap them down.
That more. And the fat, you have to, yeah. You can put a thick either cork or another type of gasket on there. The other fun part about
this. The black rubber ones.
Yeah. The other fun part about this, too, is they were talking about Dodge got really fucking cheap on the PCV valves.
Yep.
So it said to make your own. Which I'm like, oh, yeah, that's going to be fucking fun.
Yeah, you're the one that loves hand-making DeLorean parts.
I don't hand-make DeLorean parts.
Spring doors and door springs inside of pipes.
Hey, man, that was necessary.
Duct tape.
That's actually air cover. The air cover is replaced, and the pickup hose is gone.
Pop can blocking valve.
Wasn't a pop can. I don't know what pop is.
Soda can valve, or soda can...
It wasn't soap. It was a spaghetti... jar lid. Held together with...
Want to build a blocking plate for some reason?
Held together with Bondo, duct tape, a red rag, and...
a red rag? Just for what? Cosmetic?
It's a long story. It evolved. This shit wasn't working. And instant gasket. And a control... And
JB Weld. Good.
Oh, this isn't the funniest part, too. My idle was perpetually at 2,500 RPM, so I had to kick it down. So I shoved a carriage bolt to the idle pipe to try to restrict airflow.
Yeah,
but it's feeling much better now since I replaced
that
one
shade
part.
There's Shade Tree and then there's the California mechanic.
It's not California, dude. This is fucking straight up ghetto repairs, dude.
Hi, welcome to Ghetto Repair with Cloud Bowles.
The only thing in the back that was missing was the background music of the Sweet Inspirations going, in the ghetto! Literally.
That's only when your car dies with people who are afraid of the ghetto.
I've been stuck in the ghetto before.
Yeah, we know, for 8 hours.
Fuck farmers insurance. If you have farmers insurance, do yourself a favor. Leave them.
Die?
Fuck, man.
Don't die.
Farmers insurance also doesn't like to cover you if you own guns.
Really?
I read that online.
Interesting. You haven't told them then yet, have you?
I don't have a gun.
Don't you? I thought you did.
Even if I did, I wouldn't fucking admit it on air.
That's true.
No, I don't have a gun, though.
But how do we know you're not just not admitting it on air?
Well, I don't know.
That's
if you
good
turn
one
up dead, we'll know.
This week on Spankwagon, it's just Claude.
Ginger, he's on vacation. An emergency in Philippines. Had to take a flight. Look, his wife's wheelchair is in the closet. Why is there a rug covering his bloodstain?
I don't know. How'd you know there was a bloodstain? Bam!
What's that? You're not going to put a roofie in my drink, are you? No, me.
Hey, look, it's Elvis.
Oh, evil Elvis, man, yeah. That sounds like a fucking... I'm sorry, I just had this picture of a guy downtown, like, up on a marquee going, ha! His picture's on
the
tick
Grandpa villain. Elvis?
Yeah, new fucking tick villain. Evil E, man.
Evil E.
There you go. Put that in one of your comic books if you ever write one.
Yeah, if I ever get a combo put together, I'll definitely have to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How's the mall coming along?
I think that's been dead for over a year. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
VFTP.net/... Oh, fuck the slash. Just go to VFTP.net and hit the mall. It's an archive. It's been archived for over a year now.
I can't... I'm trying to find the... Mall ate my balls pictures, man.
Yeah, you did some extra stuff to fan site. Immediately, we get fans. They hit the message boards, but they don't really necessarily say anything about the comic. They make ghetto haiku. So instead of actually using my forum for anything related to the actual fucking thing...
We have ghetto haiku just pop up, man.
Yeah.
That was so fucking
100, 100 some odd posts of just ghetto haiku.
Mama got no teeth. What's these things on my nuts? Damn you, Dirty Sanchez.
Oh.
You had shit like that, yeah.
Yep. Anyhow, we're going to go ahead and take a quick and very short break. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.bfp.net.
It's break time. Sex, drugs, rock,
bug out. And that's part of our world tonight. For the CBS EV News, Dan Rather reporting. Good night, and have a great weekend.
Zoop. Trencher here from Spankwagon
Radio. And we're back.
Yep. Right now, yep. We're back. I just clipped out of one of your ads, so if we're quiet, we can hear you singing, "My, my, my, Delilah." So,
"But you see, that girl was no good for me."
See, this is the one where
but
I said,
"I was lost like a slave."
Arnold and Tom Jones. This is Arnold and Tom Jones. I.
That's Ozzy, dude.
No, Ozzy's like, yeah.
It's Ozzy talking, not singing.
Fucking cat got out.
That's funny. You see the episode of Ozzy crippled chasing the cat?
God, Ozzy was pathetically crippled. I mean, it was sad.
Shit, man.
To see him do stupid things like changing the trash or, you know, doing dishes, and he just moves like such an 80 or 90 year old.
I know.
All that fucking booze and drugs and shit
he did. Hard life, man.
Oh, hard life, my ass.
It's a hard knock life.
Oh, don't even start that shit. But yeah, that was sad almost to watch some of those episodes. And his kids are just little asses.
I don't know, dude. I'm the daughter. No.
The daughter's a whore. The daughter just has this whorish quality. She doesn't look like she's like a whore herself, but
I'm not.
She's on the road to it.
I'm not in love with her or anything like that. I am.
No, that would be what's her face? The Kung Fu chick.
Yeah. Kelly Osbourne to me looks like an excellent grunge fuck.
Yeah.
Angry sex.
Just
abound.
Angry, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows though? Yeah. The oldest daughter though, the one that actually was smart.
Now you open up.
The oldest daughter, though, have you seen a couple pictures of her?
No.
Now, she's actually kind of cute, but she's a smart one. Well, not really necessarily smart, unless you wanted to launch a career, because that's all the Osbournes did for the whole family, was launch their careers again.
Papa, don't preach. Yeah.
And she's saying it was pretty well done. I mean, it was, you know, but...
I'm telling you
what
right
the
now.
Hell is it? Again, like we said with the movies earlier, you know, remaking everything over fucking again.
I'm sorry, every time I picture Kelly Osbourne, man, in fantasy, it's her face buried in a pillow. And that's not me. I don't know why.
Is the pillowcase over her head, or is her head just on a pillow?
Ventilator. No. God damn. It's not a mop hit. Fuck. Jesus, man.
Oh, we came here.
You turned a harmless fantasy into, like, make me the fucking Marquis de Sade. Jesus Christ, man.
Well, you can get Oscar Goodman to get you off.
Yeah.
It took you a second.
Now, if I wanted a little bobblehead, I'd go with Kelly Osbourne. Bobblehead. That sounds like some sort of epileptic sexual position.
Oh, we did 69! Doggy style! Bobblehead!
Bobblehead. I still try to picture what...
Well, wait a minute now. You know, there's people out there, you know, that have, like that love hentai or... Furries or...
I like hentai.
Furry is something that is kind of odd.
Furries are fucking weird. I like hentai.
You saw a bunch of mascots like in the great mascot race. You're like, it's furry sex.
I lost the link. I can't find it, dude. It was a pay site for gay furry sex. I thought it would be funny as hell to post.
Oh, my God.
It for some reason, hit like fucking number 5 on Google, and I haven't seen it since.
Oh, Jesus. There's probably a reason...
I just thought it was funny. I wanted to put another shocking link up.
Gay furry sex. How does he have gay furry sex?
The guy is he's in one of them giant furry chipmunk costumes, man. And in the trousers, they've cut it for his dick to hang out.
Man, why do you find shit like that?
Why do I find all this shit?
Hold on, no. See, some of this shit makes sense that you find. You know, some of it people submit to you. Some of it you just take in and look up B. Arthur underpants. While disturbing, yet entertaining at the same time. But to find men dressed up as Spider-Man or find men dressed up in chipmunk costumes... And
Spider-Man was different. Spider-Man was different. I was on a Lycra fetish news group, and
holy
that shit
Lycra
popped up.
I didn't want to know why you're on a Lycra... Why Lycra?
You know what Lycra is, right?
It's that really stretchy material. It's like spandex, but not quite.
It's very shiny.
Yes.
It's a fetish I have. It's a holdover from my old girlfriend.
Wore a lot of Lycra? Did she make you wear a lot of Lycra?
No, she was a cheerleader.
Oh,
yes.
That makes more sense.
That was really one of my first turn-ons.
Cheerleaders?
Seeing her in
How old are you now?
Huh?
How old are you now?
23.
And cheerleaders still turn you on?
Yeah. Even Stitz today was like, God damn it, stay away from the jail bait.
I think I can agree with Tit on this one. I really do think I can agree with Tit on that.
You're like in the mall, dude. I'm like, damn, she's looking pretty good. She's like, what, 15? He's like, dude, don't do the old man young chick thing. I'm like, fuck, I'm not old. He's like, yeah, but they're pretty young.
Well, considering, I don't know, when has he ever had a girlfriend?
I don't know. Probably a chat room. Hi there. I'm 15 and perky. I'm from San Diego. Some fat dude. And he's like, yeah, I'm 18 and muscle bound. I just know it. He's going cyber. Just picture that dude.
Like he's having some big fat dude, you know? Because you never know who you're really chatting with on there. And I'll do that intentionally, too.
Yeah.
I'll just be someone totally fucked up.
Exactly. But I'm sure you have those kind of fetishes, too. You like that?
No. I mean, I dated cheerleaders, but I can't say I have a fetish.
No, not for that. But for, like, something. There's always something that's like a turn-on.
After last week's show and the barrage of, have you ever tried this? Have you ever tried that? No, we're not going to go there tonight, okay? We're going to kind of keep away
from
there.
It's late. Nobody's listening now.
Yeah, nobody's listening. Reverend's passed out. So,
no, like especially if high
but,
heels.
But furry, you know, as I was saying, furries, that just ain't right.
No, furries are nasty, but no, to be honest with you, yeah. Mini short cheerleader skirt, you know, with a preferably red skirt, red cotton panties, lycra,
damn,
and fuck me pumps.
The fuck me heels.
Yeah.
And of course, wearing the, not pantyhose, but wearing the, like, thigh-high.
No, wearing lycra.
Oh, more lycra.
Mm-hmm. And if possible, especially the fuck-me pumps with the, I know this is overkill, but the socks with the frills, the really short ones.
Oh, right Jesus, above the pump. That's horrible overkill. I mean, good God, what do you do, dressing them up for the winter? You're going to put 5 or 6 layers of lycra, they're not going to be able to bend anymore. And if they do, they bounce right back into position.
No, it just, you know what, man? I had no, like I say, my first girlfriend.
You're stuttering all over yourself. You're like, oh, yeah.
I remember that one day, man. We were in her room and she'd been over to pick something up. She had, like, just gotten home from
school. You fell off. Whatever you were sitting on, you just fell off it loudly.
As if
an emergency brake grabbed you.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I have to be alone now.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Well, not in my house. Not in my yard.
In your yard? What the fuck am I going to be in the bushes?
I don't know about you. You've walked into my house unannounced before.
Yeah, but it wasn't fucking J-O-N into bushes, dude.
Mark, did it snow last night? Why is it frosting on the sagebrush?
Oh, God.
I thought these were green, not white.
Oh.
What kind of bird leaves this kind of mark? Oh, come on.
There's a lot of it. Where are there Kleenexes in the bushes?
Baby wipes. Oh, well, I think I just found out more about my brother than I wanted to know.
That's scaring me, dude, because baby wipes are usually scented.
If you ever smell baby wipes around him, run. So he has them to spare.
One for you, one for daddy. Well, maybe two. Baby wipes.
God, I'm hurting. Oh, shit. What's that fresh powdery smell?
Oh,
had to change the diaper on the kid. He's 12.
Oh, shit. That was fucked up.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit.
Now I've got those baby
fantasy people in my head now, too.
Oh, God, tell me that isn't real.
No, Germans love it.
What?
Yeah, I saw it on Real Sex one night. People have a fetish to be dressed up as babies.
I've seen that episode.
I mean, they're fucking full-grown men and women, dude. And they
diapers, pacifiers.
They will shat
bottles.
Themselves. They will piss on themselves.
That is the sickest.
They will fucking nurse. They sleep in giant fucking cribs, dude, with giant fucking mobiles hanging above, dude. It's like some demented fucking laugh-in sketch with Lily Tomlin. I'm serious.
That is not right. I mean, that's... To go to that much money and that expense to satisfy an urge or a craving that you have sexually.
Yeah, see, liquor's cheaper.
And to shit yourself on top of it.
And have somebody else clean it up. These people drink from fucking bottles. They will actually fucking nap. And I mean, they're drunk.
Oh, wait, now, hold on now. I can dig a good nap. I mean, we're talking...
You nap in diapers?
Well, no.
Okay. Do you have some big giant German woman carry you over to a pseudo crib?
No.
Actually, no, I shouldn't say pseudo. It's a real crib. It's a giant one.
It's a big-ass crib. Damn.
Yeah.
See, that ain't right.
Frightening.
Highly.
That is frightening.
Well.
Lycra.
Yeah. Stick with Lycra. Do not go out and buy Depends. If you walk in, everybody at work hears, shh, 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 shh. We are worried about you and we are committing you.
That's gross, man.
God, he has this look on his face of just, you know, sheer and utter, I don't know if it's disgust or horror or just both.
No, I'll pee in the bushes.
Oh.
So that has a new meaning now.
Yeah, yeah, great. Well,
that'd be an innuendo in public.
I mean, here I have a fucking rock lawn, so everything shows.
Yeah, I'll need Kleenex then, because that's going to hurt to, you know.
You sure you don't want any baby wipes?
No baby wipes.
No baby wipes? Even if
how do you clean with baby wipes? Those are slick to begin with, dude.
You buff. Like, you know, you take the towel on each end, you just start, you know, take the baby wipes on each end, I'm sure.
Like they're fucking shoes, dude.
Yeah, polish your knob.
Yeah,
right
literally.
There, literally.
I was thinking the same thing,
yeah,
actually.
Thank you.
Fucking put some kiwi on there. I'm black from the waist down now.
Oh, God. But the problem is, if you're doing her, you pop out, you leave black stains all over.
Look like fucking skid marks, man.
Exactly.
No,
Kiwi Sanchez. No dirty Sanchez. It's
Kiwi Sanchez.
The problem is, though, there's some stupid idiot out there that would take the kiwi and then brush, you know, and then start brushing it on.
That sounds like a guy.
Ah!
I was fucking with you, didn't I?
Oh,
kiwi
shit.
Sanchez, man.
It's an Australian. It's Kiwi Sanchez. It's Australian for sex.
Crikey, I'm going to pull it out now. Shibble.
My God. Hey, folks, if you're wondering what the hell this is and you like it, it's Spankwagon Radio. If you don't like it, thank you for listening to National Public Radio.
Yeah. Today on NPR, it's Lycra and Dirty Kiwi.
Lycra babies singing Kiwi Sanchez.
Lycra babies. Dude, I ain't into kids. That's fucking sick, dude.
No, but I'm kind of bringing it all together now.
No, don't, because that's fucking no.
Cheerleader loving. You
want to have guilt about sex, man. Keep your Catholic ways to you, dude. Nothing wrong with cheerleader loving.
Yeah, nothing wrong with them.
Find me one. I'm going to, like, run her over. I mean, I'm going to meet her and...
Run her over, tie her up, wait till she's 18.
God damn, man. Jesus.
That takes too long.
Yeah, that's an investment in food. And
yeah, that's coming from another one that dips into the young side of the gene pool. 18 years old. Bing! Oh, hey, the popper. It's time ready. Yeah.
7 years.
And he's our age. Well, he's my age.
So?
I didn't say anything's wrong with it. I'm just saying he's...
You were criticizing it.
I criticize everything. So do you.
So?
Well, don't bitch at me for criticizing.
Go for it, dude.
He already has.
Hey, there you go, man. Crack a kidney for me.
Crack was that? My hips. He has it planned out. He's like, oh, I hated Vegas. Crack. Oops.
Send her a photo of you. Trencher's got a scanner.
Oh, no. I don't have baby wipes. Don't even suggest it.
Put some Saran wrap on the panel first.
Wrap the thing in Saran wrap.
Optical dam.
Oh, my God. You're listening to Spankwagon Radio, the lowest common denominator in internet radio.
And every week is a new low.
Every week we find it. Sometimes it's early, sometimes it's late, but we find the low. I am going to say, because it is time to wrap it up, actually.
Yes, it is.
You have been listening
to Spankwagon. Okay, we've said that enough. You know what you're listening
to. You know what you're listening to.
Spankwagon at VFTP.net is where you can find us. Be sure to send us an email right there. Trencher, Claude Balls, or anybody else. Also, please hit up our message board. Feel free to comment.
Oh, God, our message board are heating up. And I will say this. We have people practically flashing us on our message board. I don't know if it's intentional.
You mean the dress she had on?
Uh-huh.
She wore that to Tits Party.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
No wonder it was Tits Party. And he...
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll be here next week.
That's a big fucking drum fill, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyhow.
I'm sorry. I like her.
Okay, get over it already. Shit. You are listening to the show. You know what the show is. First off, let me say thank you to VFTP.net for providing me not only with the web space, but the tools and the instructions on how to get shit to work even better.
Mad props to VFTP.net
for posting twice now on the message boards. Of course, like Claude said here, check out the message boards. But also, you guys, if you want to just chat live, not just when the show's on, but you got a couple people message boards,
yeah.
A couple people message boards, you want to chat live, hit up the IRC. That's live right. All the time.
Live.
Yes. Of course, if you're not listening to us live, you are listening to us in the archive.
It's not live, it's in the archive.
And I do want to thank Claude Balls for showing up, albeit a barely little bit late.
Mad props to me, although I did sleep over.
Or sleep in too late, not sleep over. You're not sleeping over.
I overslept.
Thank you. God, you dyslexia. Lexdexia.
Not me, no.
Not me, no. No, not me. Boy, what else was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
Mad props to,
The
fuck are we calling him?
Big dude in the corner?
It was something else, man.
You said something else you can remember.
I know.
You fucking forgot.
If somebody is, like, listening to the show and you remember, please tell us in the chat room.
We're idiots tonight. Thank you for listening to the Mellow. Mellow
Mad props.
Thank you for joining us. Mm-hmm. The wife, who was here and then left.
With Anthony Mad props to Anthony Hopkins on our t-shirt.
Crazy Larry. You're going to call him Crazy Larry. It just doesn't fit.
I didn't call him Crazy Larry.
Yeah, you did. You did. I remember that now.
Did I call you Crazy Larry?
Yeah, because we were on the whole Crazy Larry kick.
Who's Crazy Larry?
I don't know. Maybe it's Happy Harry.
That's Crazy Larry, Dirty Mary.
Wasn't Crazy Larry a Muppet?
No, it was that movie about the car chases and stuff, man.
Yeah. Anyhow, folks, you are listening to the show only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
That's right.
Have a good night, folks. We'll let this one nice little trance song finish up, and then
we'll
play the typical ender, and then we'll just say fuck you and leave.
That's right. Oh, by the way, mad props to Lycra. Have a good night.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio at spankwagon.vftp.net.